You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has made an urgent call for action to be taken against those who profit from the exploitation of child migrants. In a strongly worded message released ahead of the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, the Pope has focused on the plight and on the rights of the growing number of child migrants who are the most vulnerable in the hands of human traffickers. Introducing his message with the words of the evangelists, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me," Pope Francis says the gospel also speaks of the responsibility and of the evil of those who work against mercy by harming young girls and boys. Young girls and boys whom today, he said, are led into prostitution or into the mire of pornography, who are enslaved as child labourers or soldiers, who are caught up in drug trafficking and other forms of criminality, who are forced to flee from conflict and persecution, risking isolation and abandonment. And describing young migrants as being defenceless in a threefold way, because they are children, they are foreigners, and they have no means to protect themselves, the Pope decried what he called the unrestrained competition for quick and easy profit that brings with it the cultivation of perverse scourges such as child trafficking, the exploitation and abuse of minors. Migrant children, he said, are the most vulnerable of the vulnerable, as they are invisible and voiceless, as their precarious situation deprives them of documentation, hiding them from the world's eyes. That's why, he said, they easily end up at the lowest levels of human degradation, where illegality and violence destroy the future of too many innocents, while the network of child abuse is difficult to break up. The long and detailed message concludes with a powerful appeal to government leaders to take action against those who profit from the exploitation of children, with the adoption of adequate policies aimed at regularising their situation as well as providing assistance and inclusion. And he said it is absolutely necessary for the whole international community to deal with the causes which trigger migrations in the countries of origin by committing to eliminate the conflicts and violence that force people to flee. Boys and girls, the Pope said, are humanity's hope, and he invited each and every one of us to walk alongside and help migrant children and young people, and never to tire of courageously living the gospel, which calls us to recognise and welcome the Lord Jesus among the smallest and most vulnerable. I'm Linda Bordoni.